signs that guide us, chosen by the August. Tell me he has chosen you.
Thank you. You plugged in your PC to it.
Okay. I was just saying the story about how I was just saying there's a lot of wires in this studio, and I'm not very good at the technology. And so I just moved, I was setting up my office, and then I plugged in my PC and I plugged in the monitor to the PC, and I was like, it's not working. It's not turning on. Like, I don't get it. And I was like, oh my God, I can't deal with this. And so my other roommate and friend, Ian, was in the other room, and he's like a I don't know what he does, really. He's a computer guy. People call him and he like fixes them, I guess. I don't really know. That's definitely wrong. But I was like, oh my God, Ian, like, so sorry. Can you help me? It's just not turning on and I don't get it. Like, what's going on? And he says like, oh, is there another cord? Because you need to have the monitor to have power. And I was like, that's so crazy, because I saw that other cord in the bag with my computer cords, and I said, that's so crazy, they just give you an extra one.
No, but low-key, I see why it can get confusing, because
yeah.
When I worked at a restaurant this summer, and the owner of the restaurant, he has his laptop, and he has computer monitors, like, that are connected to the laptop, and are powered by the laptop.
That's, like, too confusing. I don't even...
I see your thinking.
I just was like, There's two cords. Like, you plug in the PC, and then you connect the monitor to the PC. Why do I need another cord?
Yeah.
And I packed this, like, literally 2 days before, and I opened the bag, and I was like, oh, there's just, like, an extra cord. That's so crazy.
Did you throw it out?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I just put it in the drawer, because I was like, that's weird. And it was literally, I needed it. And then he... so graciously was like, yeah, like, you just have wrong. To plug this in. I was like, that's so cool.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's valid though.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't too good in everything,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, you can't, I don't know. I was going to say like, oh, I can't be good at this and be bad with, I don't know. I'm bad at a lot of things like driving, cooking.
Really?
I can bake. That's my skill.
Facts, I've been getting into baking a lot recently, too.
Yeah?
We did bring cookies if you want some. Speaking about cords, too, I had to bring a bunch of cords out for our second feature.
That's true.
Well, I guess this is our first feature of the night. Did we have a first feature? No.
What?
Not really. The Argus, but that's just a feature because I love that song and I love Greek mythology.
But what is the second feature?
Second feature is I brought out our abomination of an 8-track player and brought out a bunch of chords to make it suffer through one more song. I don't think anyone who took it out of the studio in the first place never thought that that would be touched again.
And here
we are. It's going to limp through Hall & Oates.
Brush hanging in the stand, yeah.
That ended. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Hall & Oates, She's Gone, underwater version.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, should we listen to new music from Magdalena Bay or new music from MJ Lenderman?
I will say the new MJ is really good.
All right, we're going to listen to Wristwatch.
Is it the one that you played the other day?
I don't know.
Slash maybe 2 days ago, I don't know.
Probably.
Okay, then yeah, if I remember correctly, it's good.
Thank you. for. I wanna dance, I wanna learn how to love. Someone call the coroner, cause you're breaking my heart, my God. I think I might have loved you too much. Baby on a burner and my throne, things are for. I didn't mean, I didn't mean to make a fuss. Vampire in the corner, just a bump in the dark, my God. It's only cause I love you too much. Gets any sun, I hang my head down, let the bees do their buzz. Baby, on my rainy day, the start and the flood, my God. It's only cause I love you too much. Vampire in the corner, am I scaring you off? I wanna dance, I wanna learn how to love. Someone call the corner, cause you're breaking my heart, my God.
Hello. Mia, would you do us the honor of reading a public service announcement?
Why, of course. Autumn Outdoor Exercise PSA. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Thank you.
Very well done.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. My, like, the letters kind of started to, at some point.
Letters is the next one in the book after.
After that one?
Yes.
I lost it.
Oh, okay. I am an English major. Cannot read out loud. Just need to say that. Okay. Ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Sorry. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org /ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Thank you.
Excellent work.
I know it now. Like, I know it. Like, I was like...
There's something very dangerous in your home. Could be hiding. That 150,000 people last year has got to be so out of date because
it's
I've been reading
more.
That for four years now.
Should we... Wait, let's look it up.
I don't know. We got the new PSA director started today, so new PSAs will be forthcoming.
This is so exciting. That's so exciting. Could we reach out to her for new PSAs for like awareness and certain
yes.
things?
Okay, if you want people, listeners of WMFO, to be aware of something of your event,
do you want to
in the coming future, email PSA@WMFO.
Ready? 500,000 people were treated for ladder-related injuries.
Wow. 500,000. It's getting worse. The situation's getting worse. We need to make more people aware of ladders.
That was in 2023. In 2020, 161 people died from ladder-related work injuries. And 22,000 people were injured, probably because it was 2020. Everybody was at home.
The U.S. or the world?
U.S.
100,000 people a year?
500,000 people in 2023.
But 100,000 people a year die.
No, 161 people. Just 161 people die. No. Not a little bit more.
Somehow I thought that was 161,000.
Oh, no, I think I would have made it very...
An actual problem in this country.
In USA, each year, there are more than 164,000 emergency room-related injuries and 300 deaths caused by falls from ladders.
Jesus Christ.
Well,
so sad.
We got to get on with the show.
Sorry.
Our next feature is going to be all of Green Typewriters by the Olivia Tremor Control. I hope you enjoy it.
Floating stars tonight. up. It's what the world should do. And look around, slow down. It's time for everything, just look around.
Tassels, sharp lines, decorative designs, a place to harmonize away from conventional life, a place to radiate, a place to be just me, a journey going down to the giant door you saw in my head. Tons and tons of other things that never take off.
The stages are set, everything is ready.
It causes the end.
It's just below the moon.
It's all on a different level.
And there's so many.
The stages are set.
Everything is ready.
Let the future come.
Let the future linger on.
Thank you.
Hi. I hope all the listeners out there are enjoying the 20-minute Green Typewriter. That's what this song is. It's by Olivia Tremor Control. It's a little scary, but it's good. Would definitely classify this as this song as scary music, though. Joe is here. He will be debuting his show in the next hour. If you guys want to stick around and listen to
funky music from the Arabic world.
Are you gonna be Arabic focused in general or just this week?
No, just this week.
Just this week?
Yeah, yeah, that's just what I was thinking about today. That's just what I was listening to today. Yeah.
Awesome.
Some nice stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it on that. Elena, do you have anything you want to say about this song or just in general?
It was a little freaky. It was a little freaky. And it was reminding me of these scary Instagram videos that came up on my reel last night. And I was showing everybody them. And I'm going to show you it later.
Try not to cry. Scariest
Freak
stories edition.
Freak Bob. Top 10 Freak Bob moments of 2024 Brain Rot AP quiz.
So this song has 4 minutes left still. It's pretty much just like beep boop. Because this is supposed to be when they're... I guess I should talk about the thesis of this piece. It's about the guy from Olivia Tremor Control tripping on acid in New York City and getting stuck in front of a window selling a green typewriter for a significant amount of time. And this is supposed to be the part where he's bottoming out. So we can talk about whatever we want.
Oh, word.
That's a really great segue into nothing. I have no idea.
Well, the Yankees are winning right now.
The Red Sox
lost. 4-1. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw that they lost. I was actually just laughing at a tweet.
Yeah, they're not
going to
make
the
playoffs again, but they'll make the playoffs next year.
The Orioles lost too? Oh my goodness. What a beautiful day it is for baseball.
You don't get to talk about the Yankees on my show. I guess we'll just listen to the rest of the Green Typewriters, but after we're going to be playing Drip or Slip with Elena.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Hi, that was Green Typewriters. I hope you enjoyed it. Now it's time to play Drip or Drown, Drip or Slip.
Oh. Drip or Slip.
Drip or Slip. I gotta find a good background music first. What's a good...
Drip too hard. Go. Easy.
Little Baby? Did you say Little Baby? I saw Little Baby. You know
little
this.
Baby.
Joe, would you like to join us in our game? Your microphone is now on. So, Elena, would you like to, as our guest, illuminate us on the rules of this game?
Yeah. Well, I'm stealing a bit. It's entirely...
Boom.
I'm so sorry.
Never tell anyone that you're stealing the
well,
bit.
Well, I'm admitting it live on air. Dripper Slip was the name of a radio show.
Was?
I think it's over because I think the person who was running it went to my high school.
Got it.
And I think he graduated, so I don't think he does another...
Okay.
I don't think so, but it's at UMass Amherst. And it was the name of the show, and it was also the name of this bit that they did every single show, where it's kind of just as if you're on the street getting, like, a street interview with someone going, like, what are you wearing right now? Like, who are you wearing? Tell us your fit. That's literally it. I don't really... I was telling Clay that I wanted to do this because I didn't know what else to talk about. And he was like, do you even really know what, like, drip means, or, like, what's the slip part? And I was like, couldn't tell you. I can just tell you that they talked about their clothes in a lot of detail.
And that's fine.
Yeah. I think the slip is if your fit's bad. I'm assuming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's like copper drop.
Joe, do you want to start
us
off?
Okay.
What shirt are you wearing today?
I'm wearing a Express Your Feelings Activities for Children Scary Clown shirt. I'm wearing some olive green Nike sweatpants. White, what, like, athletic cut, crew cut, Kiko socks, some pastel Easter colored Vans, and I think that's the clothes that I'm wearing today.
You think?
Am I dripping or am I slipping, guys? Chat.
Yeah, slipping. Call 855-915-9636.
Don't call.
Oh no, yeah,
don't
phones don't work.
The phone works. I just don't want to pick it up.
Yeah. All right, who goes next? Who goes?
We're just gonna go across in the random circle.
Okay. I'm wearing long jorts that I got at Nordstrom Rack.
Drip.
7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. They're falling apart a little bit. I'm wearing Hokas that I bought last July and have never taken off. I wear them every single day, everywhere I go. They're falling apart.
Slip.
There is raw egg on them.
Slip.
Yeah. I'm wearing five, four?
No.
Is it, what? Are these clovers?
Yeah, those are draw three leaf though.
Okay, so not even lucky, but no. I'm wearing three leaf clover. Target socks, and then I don't know where I got this shirt from, but it kind of looks like something my mom wore in 2008, and it's pink, and then I have earrings on that you can't see because of these headphones, but I got them in Chatham in a leather shop, and they were very expensive.
Okay.
Like $17.
$17.
Oh, don't talk about this. This is my, like, confirmation necklace that I wear. Someone in high school once told me, hey, you know what that looks like? And I said, don't say it. And he said, the Third Reich Eagle. It's the Holy Spirit. I'm not Catholic, but I was raised Catholic, and it made me really embarrassed about wearing this.
Drip.
Drip. Thank you. Thank you for that.
My turn.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a t-shirt that I bought in Colombia that says Que parce chimba. Que chimba parce.
Yeah, it
says Que chimba parce. I'm really tired. Que chimba parce, which means how cool, dude. And then my pants are Carhartt jeans that I got from Buffalo Exchange for free because of the credit.
Wow.
Which is awesome.
Free
the belt. The belt that I have on from Colombia, red belt. Fake leather, I think. My shoes my checkerboard Vans that I washed one time in the washer and got a little blue stained. Tie-dye socks that we made with your cousins, Charlie. And my hoops.
You got a
my
necklace
earrings,
on.
My necklace, my... I don't know what
some
this...
rings.
It's a stone. One of those lions, like, tiger eye,
tiger
whatever.
Eye? Yeah,
so tiger eye. My rings, my glasses.
Yellow.
that's me.
Drip.
Charlie?
I think, yeah, major drip.
Thanks.
I have a shirt with a jaguar on it.
Drip.
My pants Mia also got for free from Buffalo Exchange because they're free, but they're women's pants, so we had to alter the pockets.
Still drip.
I don't know if you you guys saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Big
we
pockets.
Added extra pockets.
I think that's major drip because it's women's jeans, but with pockets.
With big pockets.
Which yeah. is crazy.
Yeah.
And never happened.
I got my boots at Eastern Mountain Sports.
Did you know they're closing?
Yeah, I feel like they've closed like five times.
Grip.
I don't know anything, but my stepmom sent me this link and was like, they're closing. They have a big closeout sale. Go to Burlington. I don't know.
They're
I don't know.
Always having a closing sale.
I thought like also...
Poorly run business.
Yeah. Well, I didn't like Bed Bath & Beyond go under, but they're like still there.
Yeah, they still exist, but they're like, we're going bankrupt. Buy everything. That was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
That was 3 years ago.
Marketing plan.
We're going to listen to our last song.
Huge bankruptcy.
Wow.
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 Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
We'll be back to say goodbye, but our last song is going to be Monolithic by Cults.
Oh. We're seeing Cults.
We're seeing Cults in like 2 weeks.
No bad cats.
This is Charlie, and you've listened to 91.5 FM, WMFM Medford, Tell Street from Radio. This was Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye,
Mia.
Everybody.
Good night. Bye, Elena. Thanks for coming. Come back again.
Thank you for having me.
If you like music, keep listening to Joe's show. I'll stick around for a while.
A gangster of love. I jumped in my wife's Cadillac. I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls and kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 or 30 and put them all on a freight. It was $1 million reward for me in each and every state. Sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice. And I said, yes, sir, brother sheriff. And that's your wife in the back of my voice. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it. You know, I'm a gangster.